Joy Tactics.
So today we are gathered, and this could only be talked about in a live format, is the reason we're doing this.
Right.
Disney. Because we want to be held accountable. We want to be held accountable for what we say here. There's no chance to edit anything that you say about Disney's on the record. Okay.
Right.
So no disrespect.
Right.
Well, something amazing happened to me yesterday. I'm coming home from Chicago. I'm a little tired. I'm on the plane, and I texted Layla. I said, why don't we go to Disneyland tomorrow, girl?
Yeah.
Imagine we're a surprise getting like that.
People are in the live stream chat right
now. Oh, really?
Eric, can you see this?
No.
Yeah. I'm just on the link right now.
Oh.
By the way, guys, this is the first time we've ever... We literally just, like, we're the dumbest people.
Yeah, this is
the
experiment.
We went through, like, Zoom, like, support articles to set this up.
Yeah.
So we have no idea if this is going to, like, drop out, if this is going to be the most busted fucking episode on the fucking planet. We have no idea. This is raw. This is live. This is unfiltered. You know how we edit this shit heavily in post, right? So you're going to get some live fucking raw opinions. And trash talk.
That's right. This is where we do those serious gossip about all of our close and personal friends who are rising to the ranks of celebrity.
All right.
Let's just keep it real. We're not reading the chat. We are just doing a podcast, dude. Pretend that there aren't over 8 people watching this. Okay.
All right. So, Eric, continue. You were
okay.
In
so. Here's how it went, dude. By the way, I changed my flight last minute to spend more time with Jack Nate, you know? And we tried to get your ass to come to breakfast, and you said, I'm a little too sleepy. Never do that shit again.
Mr. Rahill. Sorry.
But I get on the United flight. I forgot to choose. Basically, it's like the morning's going down. Nate's not coming to breakfast. Jack and I go to Chili's to go and order about 8,000 calories worth of food. That was fun, though.
That was really fun.
I've had chicken tenders 2 days in a row. Oops.
Would you be surprised if I said ditto?
No, because once you start that chicken tender style lifestyle, you can't fucking stop. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I get on the United flight. I forgot I hadn't chosen a new seat. I'm stuck in a middle seat. This is a 4-hour flight. Then what happens? A couple comes down and says, would you want an aisle seat? We want to sit together. So I get
a dope
ass aisle seat for the entire damn ass flight. And I'm feeling so good. I text my girl. I said, we're going to Disney.
Wow.
Tomorrow. That's when I use the plane time to start planning out all the attractions. And be all the rides that I'll be hitting. Keep in mind,
this is purely spontaneous.
Trip,
right?
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. And that's
an
how
act
you got
intimacy. That's an act of romance.
Spontaneity and Disneyland are an active spot of romance and love.
And what time did you go?
Well, woke up at 6 a.m. By the way, watching all these videos on YouTube, trying to get a handle on what to do. You know. Mm-hmm. How to do this shit. There isn't one video that's on YouTube that's made by a normal looking person. Most of them are made by men over 50. I watched videos from a guy who's has been over to Disneyland over 1,000 times. Imagine this.
Impressive. There's a lot of crossover. People who are Disney. I'm not a Disney adult, but I do feel extreme sympathy for them. Because they get viciously,
right. They get body.
People get I go to Disney World. I can't even enjoy it because everybody there is so ugly. Yada yada. Leave them alone.
How is it different than being an intellectual? How's it different than
going to college?
Right. Oh, you like Proust? Oh, you like Sartre? Isn't that the same as Donald Duck and the evil queen stepmother from Cinderella and Cruella de Vil?
Well, they're not the same. You know why? You know why? Because you don't get a pool of infinite freedom and jubilance from mathematical equations. I believe. Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe you don't.
But well, right. But that's what I'm saying. So say that to yourself about Goofy and Esmeralda and Donald the Duck.
That's right. I did. Listen, I'm going there. I'm like, yeah, this is hilarious. I'm so much better than all this shit. But the minute I see Kylo Ren, I was like, oh, he's really right fucking there.
What's that guy's name?
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, dude.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
Star Wars. Did you see any of the mascots doing like the Dougie or anything? You know how it's funny when they kind of dance like.
No, they keep that shit locked. Those
they only
they
do
call
Star Wars
all
era. Because
well,
they have their own dance trends. Sorry.
Right, there are Star Wars style dance trends, but I didn't catch any. But they call all of their employees, even the sort of people who are picking up the trash, cast members. Okay.
Do you think they execute those like when they film like I was about to say Master Roshi, that's not a Disney character. when they film, what am I thinking of? Toad. There was like
Toad.
A viral clip of like Toad kind of like doing some fucking dance. Do you think they fucking get that? That goes to Disney corporate and they fucking take them to the Disney jail, slice their fucking throat. Because these people are like nothing to them. You know what I'm saying? The
right.
Disney treats their employees. These people are just next, and they put the.
I would have, little did I know, because after we went, I'm hearing all these rumblings of a cast member strike. The Disney employees are on strike for being mistreated, being abused, not being paid enough money. So if I would have known that, I would have been tearing the Millennium Falcon ride apart with my bare hands. Okay? But I didn't know that, so I had a delightful time. And I was drinking, by the way, blue milk.
Now,
did you
what
know
could
they
that
serve
be?
this?
Because there's not such thing as a blue cow.
You mentioned blue ice cream
what
on the last episode.
Well, I know the blue flavors, and I didn't tell you guys this at work. Every day at about 3 p.m., I've been buying this thing called
blue coffee.
No, it's called sparkling. What is it? Talking rain.
Sparkling blue.
Sparkling
Talking
ice.
Rain.
Talking rain. Sparkling ice plus caffeine. Some say that it has 70 milligrams of caffeine. Perfect amount. Just a little more than a Diet Coke.
What are you talking about? It's
called
Sparkling
Rain.
That's what the drink is. It's a blue raspberry Talking Rain.
What the fuck?
Drink, but it has
there
only
are
70
so many
milligrams.
Drinks in the world.
I know.
It's blowing my fucking mind. Poppy,
I know,
Olipop,
dude.
Red Bull, sugar-free Red Bull,
well,
Pepsi.
Let's pop into
and
the chat. For,
and there's even more than that. There's even more than that.
And
well, they're probably all
in the chat. I'm looking at it right now. I feel like we gotta address some. Wait, do you guys like it creamy? Right?
What are they talking
do.
About? Does Eric have
Let's
United
see.
Global Services? You can't. That's inappropriate. Don't ask that.
Listen.
Oh, the Joy Tactics ride. Oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh,
if we
that's
had
an interesting
our own
idea.
Section in Disney. How many people are watching? 46. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's getting serious.
Yeah.
So now it's getting serious.
I would like a Joy Tactics manual ride, because I'm tired of this automated crap. Enough with the assembly line, blah, blah, blah.
Well, ours would be wooden.
They're tossing you around like a shirt in a factory, like a hot dog being made. Ours would not be wooden, dude. It would be man-powered. You sit in a chair, and we're just literally dragging
you
around like
this.
You
have to mic up the...
Well, it would be low overhead too, because all we need is a blindfold and us three to be in a sort of fluorescent room at all times. You sit in a chair and we take you through a mental experience, whispering in your ear,
you don't
spraying
move
water
at
in your
all.
face.
The Joy Tactics mental experience consciousness. What consciousness? Consciousness simulator.
Yeah, right.
We blow like weed smoke in your face, like.
And then you get to throw a dart. At the end of your experience, you throw a dart at a world map, and you get a liquor from that part of the world as a shot. We all do shots together.
What if you
throw
it
at
the ocean?
It at China. It's baijiu. You throw it at the ocean. That's salt water.
Where's the liquor? See what I'm saying?
But we only have three different liquors, and we, like, change the dart, like, after. Oh, look. I guess it's China again. All right.
And the picture is probably very funny, right? Because you know at some point a lot of these rides, many of rides that I've been on, there's an opportunity at one of the funniest parts of the ride where they take a picture of you. So
what do you guys feel like just so far in the live stream? Do you feel like you're it's a different sort of energy? Do you feel like we could really make this pop on like a Twitch sort of thing? Like, what is your guys feeling on live streaming in general? Are we the next Kai Cenat?
Kai Cenat.
Send that.
Kai, send that.
Send that.
Hassan Piker. Yeah.
Hassan.
Well, I feel invigorated, I'd say. Having all these eyes on me, my lifelong dream to have over 46 pairs of eyes.
That's 82 eyes.
All on me.
Right now, dude, it's rising. It's rising crazily.
Well, here's what's funny. It brings to mind immediately philosophical debates around time and space. Because the concept of a live stream, something happening live in real time, something doesn't sit right with me about that. Because it's, in a sense, it's not